Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Folks, you know my first guest tonight from comedies like Arrested Development, Horrible Bosses, and Juno. He now stars in the Netflix drama Ozark.
Where's my money?
As we told you, we can't cover that amount within 24 hours.
Okay. There's two federal agents here, which means you wouldn't take the chance that there was a kidnapping and not have my money. So if you don't produce it immediately, I'm gonna walk into that lobby and I'm gonna tell these people that I can't get my money out. And we'll see how long that takes to go viral and you get a good old-fashioned run on this bank. And if I want to put all $7,945,400 into a hot tub, get buck naked and play Scrooge McDuck, that is 100% my business. Now, where's my money?
Please welcome Jason Bateman.
They stand for every first guest, don't they?
No, they do
yes,
not.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not. That's not true. Every other. Yeah, on Thursdays they do. On Fridays they never do. Good to see you again.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Here's the deal. I need to know right now. Am I talking...
I'm here to answer questions.
Am I talking to funny Jason Bateman? Or am I talking to drama Jason Bateman?
Listen.
Okay? Because I understand there's a turn going on right now. That we've made a career
I don't know
move.
What the garbage is. I mean...
What the garbage is?
Well,
I hear it's
like,
a great series where you're
I mean,
a dramatic
some
actor.
Some people think it's great. Some people not so great. I take what I get, you know? I just read a review. Guy says, I play the character with the blandness of an airport desk clerk. So, I read another review.
Those guys terrify me.
Best work he's ever done. What are you gonna do? So, you go out there, you do what you can do, everybody, right? Huh? We're out there, we're all dancing as fast as we can, Stephen,
and most
to provide
people
for the
don't
family.
Don't have somebody writing a public review of how their work is.
It's all right, it's all good. I actually really like reading reviews. Everybody's got an opinion. We're making
really?
It for people to have their opinion. And, you know, what are you going to bat 1,000? You can't do it.
You ever
I like our average,
You had a lot of bad reviews?
No, most have been great.
Yeah, mine
but
too.
I should,
I've never
but
had
one
bad
just
review.
Came in I've while never, I'm waiting.
Everyone just loves
everyone
my
loves
work.
You. Yeah. No, it was great. One came in right before I came out here, and I was like, oh, no. And my publicist is like, oh, you probably shouldn't read that before you go out. I go, no, I'm going to read it. That was good. That's good. Educational. You learn.
Yeah, well,
learn.
I just wrote what I felt.
You're that son of a bitch.
I want to point something out here. Look at this. Talk about young gun right there. Look
this
at you
when
right there.
This is we're happy.
This is 20 years ago? How many years ago? 20?
At least. It's one I could afford the good piece. Look at the size of that piece on my head.
The Hogan.
Huh?
This is the Hogan family. That's as short as they could cut it. Your hair fought back.
Yeah, it sure did. Mm-hmm. This is when I was making smiles. You know, now we got the drama out there, and the drama was really, really fun to do. It was this Ozark, which is it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you like it. It's just kind of this moody, dangerous kind of thing that I've really enjoyed directing. I directed a couple of films over the last few years, and we were looking to direct something that would, you know, continue to be more challenging and all that stuff. And then
that's one of the reasons I got this photo out is that when you were this age at 18,
that's when you
directed some of the episodes of The Hogan Family.
Mm,
What is it like to be 18 years old? And be telling people twice your age or three times your age, you know, I need more in this take. Did they take you seriously?
No. There's a lot of qualifiers. There's a lot of apologizing before you start speaking. You know, I'm so sorry to bother you with this probably terrible note. But here's an idea. Not this. Don't do this. But something in this world of, or if you don't want to do that, don't do it. Mm-hmm. I gotta go. You know, it's like. it was fun. I mean, that was simple and comfortable because we'd all been together for so long, and they finally let me do that, and they were very nice to me. I got the bug. The hook got set early.
Hold on, we got to take a little bit of break, but we'll be right back with more Jason Bateman.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. We're back with Jason Bateman. Jason, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh.
This is what you said. You said in an interview or something like that, I don't follow your career.
Guys,
you said
in the center of career. Who's ready to come up here and defend
you said
me?
This. You said this.
Oh, no.
You said you were considering becoming a talk show host in New York 20 years from now. Is this a retirement plan to you? You think this is so easy?
No, man.
That 20 years from now, you're, oh, I just want to check out.
No.
I know I'll be a talk show host. That looks like a dream.
My kids love their schools. When they're done with their schools out in L.A., then they can come out to New York.
Well, you think you can just waltz in 20 years from now and someone's just going to make room for you?
No, this is hard, Stephen. You're in here. Mm-hmm. You're in here early at noon or something, right? And you're banging out two shows in 2 hours. You're doing two monologues in the same tie. He hasn't changed his tie.
Go try it. Try it. Go ahead. Come on, Mr. Smart Guy. Come on. Introduce me. Introduce me. Give me a good song.
Oh, my God. Guys. Woo! Oh, I gotta tell you. Okay, we're back. Hope you enjoyed the commercials. This is really a thrill. I owe you big for this. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is an incredible performer, a recent man. I don't know. I'm vamping. I've got no cards. You get cards. It's so simple. And we're happy to have him. Please give a warm welcome to, tell me it one more time, Stephen Colbert. This is embarrassing. We're out of time.
Mm-hmm. Great to be here, man. I'm a huge fan. What you're doing is important. It really is.
Well,
thank you, man. You're so great.
Listen,
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it night after night. That looks like the hardest job in America.
It's not easy.
Incredible, incredible.
It's
and
not
I
easy.
Love you, and I just, I'm so obsessed with you.
And,
so great.
And not to, not mutual admiration, but we saw that clip of your new dramatic show.
Thank you.
Boy, baby, let me tell you what you're not, is bland.
No, no.
Okay?
No.
What's it like to work with Laura Linney?
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Quick, very, very,
answer.
Very hot. You know, it's Laura Linney. Amazing Laura Linney. She's an incredible actress. And beautiful. I was against the nude scenes. She insisted. Yeah.
She insisted. She's very proud.
Yeah. Of me. Because I was nude. She was fully
clothed.
Nude
scenes.
I was nude. Oh, no. Absolutely not. No. She said, let me at that thing. That's what she said. Yeah. She said, your ass looks so high and firm, I could bounce a quarter off and get back two dimes and a nickel. Laura Linney said that. She said that.
Well, you were a skater.
What?
You were a skater, I
For
understand.
For a little while, I worked in Ice Capades.
Yep.
When I started off my career in the Ice Capades, it was called the Frozen Peaches. We were a Georgia-based Ice Capade group we reenacted Civil War battles on ice. Wow. And I played the bugler who dies at the end. It was amazing, yeah. Yeah, triple sow cow, double axle, the whole schmear.
Any funny stories from the set? You don't ask boring hijink stories like that on this show.
That was a terrible question,
yeah,
Jason.
Yeah, that's why they watch.
You know what, Jason? I miss Dave.
Yeah. Listen.
No.
I would. No, don't go. Wait.
Ozark premieres tomorrow on Netflix. Jason Bateman, everyone.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.